Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello and welcome to Visible by Numbers being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet. Yes, this is your host, Allison, and thanks so much for tuning in to my show this evening. You know, I'm always glad that you're here. I have my friend Molly Harris with me this evening. We're hanging out, and I'm not exactly sure what the purpose of the evening is going to be like. I kind of want to talk about current events. I'm sure it's been on your mind. And, of course, Molly, just glad that you're here with me. Hey, Molly, you there?
Thank you. Yes, I am. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, you know, I don't know about the rest of everybody out there, okay? I know myself personally that ever since Friday I've been like in a walking daze. I know that the earth got knocked off its axis a little bit. I feel like I've been knocked off my axis. I feel just really bizarre. And I don't know if the rest of you out there are feeling that way. Molly, how about you?
Oh, I definitely am. It's definitely.
It's ominous. It just feels,
yes.
It really feels ominous, doesn't it?
It does. It feels like something's out of whack, out of kilter, kind of.
Yeah, it definitely does. The one thing that, you know, I'm a geek, okay? I admit it. I'm going to tell everybody, yeah, I do numerology. That I guess in that is being a geek as well, because it's something that fascinates me and I study it. But I also study all kinds of other stuff, okay? And leading up to the events of the earthquake in Japan, I've been keeping track of earthquakes for well over a year now. And I don't think a lot of people realize that just in the days leading up to this 9.0 on the East Coast, okay, of Japan, that there was an earthquake. Let's see. There was a 5.4 in China on March 10th. There was a 6.5 in New Britain on March 9th. There was a 7.2 near the east coast of Japan on March 9th as well. So there was a lot of there's always earthquake activity in the Ring of Fire. There always is. But this was just in the days just prior to this magnitude 9.0. The other thing that I'm also a geek about is watching the solar activity. Yes, I know, Allison, you need to get a life. I know. But there was also a tremendous amount of solar activity because we're going into a solar maximum. And there was, I believe, an X-class flare. There was the geomagnetic field was, you know, very active. There was a corneal mass ejection in just the 2 days leading up to the earthquake. And I know I've read an article that stated that when we go into solar maximums, and certainly when there's a lot of sun activity, that can have an influence on earthquakes. So that's something to think about. We also have had, since January 1st, the tremendous amount of stories that we have heard about massive kills of animals, fish, dolphins, birds. And that's really started coming since January 1st. Since the actual earthquake in Japan, there's been three active volcanoes that just all of a sudden, boom, there they are.
Wow.
I don't know. What do you think, Molly?
I definitely know there's something up, you know, with the environment, because I know in the last year, northern Arizona has had some of the most bizarre weather I've known in Arizona for 50 years, so
right.
It's definitely something strange.
Well, I've only lived in Pennsylvania for 11 years, and I'll admit when I first got here, I thought, wow, this is a pretty windy place, because I remember really actually being annoyed at how hard the winds were, like 20 mile an hour consistent.
Uh-huh.
We have had the most bizarre windstorms where you would have think that there was a hurricane outside.
Yeah.
That when the winds hit the house, it's shaking the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I, just this last, I think it was Thursday, I was trying to do readings, and my phone lines were going in and out because of the wind. And just prior to that, the week before, we had a terrific windstorm.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the wind storms in Pennsylvania have been much more brutal. I think, you know, when you get 50, 60 mile an hour winds, that's significant, and we've had a lot of that.
Yep.
Yeah. So anyhow, one of the focus points is on so many different levels. You know, anyone that's listening to the show, I know that a lot of spiritual groups this evening and beyond this evening, but all around this earthquake, they've been holding prayer vigils, sending mm-hmm. Reiki to Japan. There's even one tonight at 9 o'clock that has to do with the radiation with the nuclear power plants. And, you know, you got to be a little bit concerned when you pull up CNN and it says, hello, the U.S. nuclear watchdog says there's a low probability of harmful radiation reaching the U.S. after Japan's quake. Okay? And I'm mm-hmm. sitting there and I'm thinking, well, that's a good reason to hold a Reiki vigil and also sending out Reiki to Japan to, I'm not trying to minimize by my laughter, it just all seems so surrealistic to me, so bizarre to me. And I was also reading that at this time, even though a lot of the reports that are coming in from Japan and they say that they're having it under control, well, I think when you have three buildings explode, I'm not so sure you have it under control. And also when you read that they've evacuated a 30-mile radius around the power plants, you know, they say for safety, but still, that's quite a significant range of area to mm-hmm. evacuate. So anyone that's listening to the show, you know, when we, you know, get done with the show or during the show, you know, by all means, send out your prayers for, you know, the most benevolent solution to whatever's going on with the nuclear power plants. And another thing that strikes me so much about this is it happening on an 11-day. And Molly, you and I, we've discussed this before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Katrina was on a 29-day. You add the 2 and the 9 together, and you have an 11. You take 9-11 itself was an 11-day. And I've done a lot of research just because I'm trying to understand patterns with numbers, patterns. And even if you understand the number 11, quite often when there's an 11, even in people's charts, it can represent almost like a sudden unexpected loss that opens up new doors or a sudden unexpected event that changes that person's life. And I have also found historically that some of the most memorable things on this planet happen on 11 days, and certainly that was the case with the Japan quake. So what do you think about that, Molly?
No, I agree with that. I definitely know about 11s and how they can bring about, you know, bizarre stuff. So.
Right, because Molly's an 11 life path,
right.
So Molly would know.
And I have unique things happen to me on 11 days, so
you
I definitely,
do.
Yes.
Right. Well, you know, and that's interesting, too. And then those of you probably have heard Molly be on my show before. Molly is a dear friend. Molly, tell them about your website.
It's at Molly, M-O-L-L-Y-R, Harris.com. And I'm just an author, and I've had experience with orbs and things like that. So.
Right, right, right. And so, and I hear your caller, and we're going to get right to you.
Okay.
Molly's had a lot of experience with the 11 being an 11 life path, that's for sure. Molly lost her husband to cancer, a wonderful soulmate relationship, a very long, happy marriage. And after this particular sad thing happened in her life, Molly kind of woke up to spiritual things, mm-hmm. had a lot of bizarre, unusual experiences with orbs and spirit energy. And Molly's written a book called Be Grateful for the Shade. And really, you know, when it comes to spirits, orbs, life after death, Molly really has, she herself is just a wonderful resource of information. So, and we've had a journey together, Molly and I can remember way back when I pointed out to Molly to pay attention to 11 days, that she may get some more activity on those days. And certainly
mm-hmm.
that's been the case, right, Molly?
Oh, absolutely. I get some of my best spirit energy photos on 11 days.
Exactly.
So
this big 11 having to do with this earthquake, I think it's a significant message to all of us. And so the purpose of the show, I mean, certainly we're going to get to the numerology readings and all of that, but I wanted to give my listeners the opportunity to call into the show, to make a comment. What do you think? How are you feeling? You know, how has this changed your outlook on things? And certainly the lines are open. I know we have a caller online, so I'm going to go to that caller. But before I do want to give out the numbers. You can call into the show toll-free at 888-815-9756. You can also call into the show at 530-327-7602, 530-413-4510, 530-413-4522. And if I said that too fast, and I probably did, you can go to the front page of bbsradio.com, and the numbers for Station 1 are right there on the front page, and you can just call in. So let me jog on over to my caller. Hello, caller. Who's there? Caller? Hi, do we have a caller?
I'm here. This is Liz.
Hi, Liz. Hi, Liz. How are you?
I'm doing well, Allison. How are you?
Good. Did you call in for a comment, or what can we do for you?
Well, I called in before you made, actually, the comment, that, you know, to call in about the comment. I was more calling because I've just recently learned about you, and I'm very interested in numerology.
Okay.
And, you know, and I know in radio, you know, you have to get online if or get on the phone if you want to get on.
Okay. You know. Do you want me to do a reading for you, Liz? Is that what you like?
That would be wonderful.
Okay, give me your date of birth, please.
May 14th, 1964.
Okay. So what I'll do is I'll just do a real quick, I'll be looking at the aspects of your chart just having to do with your date of birth. Of course, numerology goes into your full name at birth, but we don't like to have people give out that information on the radio show, so I'll give you what I can get from this, okay?
Okay.
All right, so we have Liz, L, Liz. Okay. May 14th, 1964, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what I want to tell you, darling, is that you're a three life path, and you also are an old soul, and you also have, we all have challenges in our life. Trust me, everyone's got challenges that are written into their charts. Some of us are have four different numbers that are our challenges, and other of us have the same number that's repeated over and over again. So when I look at your chart, what first thing that screams out at me is that you're a three life path with a major three challenge all your life. So what I want to tell you is you probably are a star. A shining star. You have a gift with expression, whether it's speaking or writing, and I'm guessing both. I feel that there's something potentially maybe early on in life that you may have started to inhibit yourself, that maybe something kind of squelched your inner child or your creativity, but you definitely are overcoming that challenge in this lifetime that is one of the major focuses of your soul. Now, being a three, this also is related to not only the creativity that comes in with a three, because threes are tremendous creativity, tremendous ability to express themselves, artistic. It can be stage, theater, dance, writing, painting, sculpting, anything that's artistic, especially communication in words. But also, this number is very spiritual as well. We often see people that have a gift of prophecy or a gift of mediumship with this as well. So I wouldn't be surprised if your dreams are very vivid or if you've had some episodes where you see things visually. Have you had that, Liz?
Oh, all the time. Yeah.
Well, it's the medium. Hello, it's the medium, okay? So all I'm doing is validating with your chart by saying to you that you have a gift of mediumship, okay?
Okay.
All right. And also a gift with words, speaking them, writing them, okay? So I hopefully journal your dreams, or I don't know if you've ever gone an artistic route, but I do see it very strongly in your energy. At this time, now how old are you right now?
45.
Okay. You're in a pinnacle right now that places a lot of emphasis on career or places a lot of emphasis on money. I feel that this can be a very beneficial time for you to move forward. Hopefully it's along the lines of artistic things or creative ideas, but this is focusing on hard work, career. But I'm going to forecast the future for you in the sense that I really feel that the spiritual growth, this is going to be tremendous with you. And I almost predict that in your latter years, I wouldn't be surprised if you're doing something like what I'm doing. I would like to see you in television, radio, media, but I also would like to see you in the spiritual arena doing that. I feel that you have a gift. This year for you is all about change, okay? So just remember that. In a 5-year, we usually make significant changes in our life, significant. And so this could be a little bit of a roller coaster year for you, but if you were wanting, last year presented a lot of limitations on you, a lot of things that boxed you in, a lot of things that made you feel like somebody duct taped you, your hands, and threw you in a trunk or something. And there was a lot of things that from the limitations and the discipline and the hard work of last year, this year you're looking for the freedom. I need freedom. And certainly it's going to come this year. If you wanted to change where you live or move, this is the year it'll happen. If you wanted to change your job, this is the year to do it. If your relationships are not satisfactory, you certainly could do that as well. This is a year of expansion for you. So whether it's learning, growing, expanding your business, expanding what you do. Let's say you have a career. Well, this is a year where you'll be expanding that career. You have some really wonderful opportunities to get your ideas out there. Let your ideas be known, and people are going to be very receptive to it. At the same time, in the 5-year, you're going to find that there's going to be sudden, unexpected events, maybe multiple things offered to you, many, many experiences, possibly travel coming in, all of which comes in the 5-year. You have to be adaptable, go with the flow. The important things to remember in the 5-year is don't be too impulsive. Too impulsive meaning, ooh, you know, I jumped on this without thinking about it. Now that I think about it, it was really a dumb idea. So give yourself a little time to process things as they come to you, because it could be multiple things at once. The other thing here is overindulgence. Be careful of that, because you might be a little bit more playful or a little bit more less disciplined this year, and so this could come in a little bit. And other than that, you know, as we look at this year, it's really, I always find the 5-year to be very, very exciting. Because a lot of new things and interesting things, and it's a much more exciting year. You could take a chance this year. You could take a gamble this year. It'll probably pay off for you. So it's a pretty fun year. How's all that sound to you, Liz?
Oh, it sounds wonderful, and it sounds right on target of exactly where I'm at. Like,
wow.
Right to the T. You are right
okay.
on with this, all of it.
Perfect. Well, wonderful. Oh. Wonderful. Okay. Well, I hope that was helpful.
Well, that was very helpful, and thank you so much. It was wonderful talking to you, and you have a wonderful evening.
Well, thanks for tuning in, Liz, and thanks for calling, and I appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I like being right on, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have another caller.
Another caller.
Okay, you want to see what it is?
Who's
Molly,
calling?
Take over.
Hello?
This
who's
is
calling?
Dora.
Dora?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, how are you?
All right, you, ma'am?
Well, we're doing well. Did you want a reading from Allison, or did you want to just talk about the events?
No, I wanted a reading from Allison.
Okay. And can you give her your date of birth?
7/20/1965.
Did she say the 20th to 0?
7/20?
No, ma'am. The 28th.
28th. Oh. And what was the year?
65.
Thank you. All right. 7/28/1965. Okay, give me a second. Let me work my mojo. Okay. All right, my dear. So I can give you what I can get from your date of birth, so that's what I'm going to do. And for you, you and Molly have a lot in common. Molly's an 11 life path, and so are you. So what I'm going to tell you here is that if ever you have felt, and you may not have, but if ever you felt as though you had special purpose or there was a reason for being in this lifetime, certainly there is. The 11 usually comes as the messenger. So there could be something about the events in your life as you have lived them that has taught you something or given you an experience that on some level has given you a message that you might feel a need to share with others in order to enlighten them, in order to awaken them. But that's the true purpose of an 11, is to be the messenger. You may have experienced some deja vu or some psychic phenomenon in your life as well. That is quite normal for someone with an 11, but I got to tell you, most of the time, Elevens are, they don't trust it, they don't believe in it. But the truth of the matter is you really are hooked up to something greater than yourself. And you might have found in your life that you have a little bit of nervous tension, a little bit of nervous energy, maybe having a hard time quieting your mind. You may have had paranormal experiences, all pretty normal. You also are very empathic, so you feel energy. So maybe you connect other people, you read them fairly well, you get a good sense about people. Is this kind of true for you, Dora? Or I forget what the name was.
Dora?
No, ma'am. I've never experienced anything like that.
How about deja vu? Do you ever feel like...
Yes, ma'am.
I've been there before, okay?
Yes.
You can't explain it. That is a sign of being psychic, okay? Now, how about your dreams?
Okay.
Have you had vivid dreams or really... I mean, there's a difference between a dream and a dream that just wakes you up and you, like, you know it felt so real.
I've had some of those, ma'am.
Okay.
I have, but it's like one day I was just like... It's like you feel like you've already done it a couple of times.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's deja vu. Okay, that's a sign of being psychic, okay? That's a big sign of being psychic, okay? So, and this may be something that I feel for you may come in a little bit later in life if you want to know what I think. I feel that this is something that's coming in for you. So pay attention to that. Maybe journal that when that happens to you. Also pay attention, like when you meet people, do you know right away if you like them, if you don't like them, if they're good or if they're bad?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Don't you think that's being psychic?
I don't know.
Okay, what I'm trying to tell you is...
I'll be honest with you, I really don't know.
All right, well then I'm telling you, open your mind. If we meet someone,
ma'am,
and we
okay.
haven't spoken to them, and we don't know their story, where they came from, what they've been doing all their lives, but as soon as we meet them, there's just something about them we don't like, what that means is we're picking up on information that is not been given to us. It is something that we know, and we don't know why we know it. We just know this is not a good person. So isn't that psychic that's psychic information. You're picking up on energy, and you're not liking that person's energy. That is being psychic. I feel that you're very strongly clairsentient. You feel. You pick up on things. You know things without knowing why you know it, and that is psychic. So see, what I said earlier, and I'm going to backtrack to what I said, usually 11s don't even see themselves as being psychic. They don't believe in themselves. They don't believe in the information they get, which you're a classic example. So you actually made me sound smart because you're doing exactly what I said 11s do. Now, she's going,
and we do, 11s do that, I know for a fact.
What'd you say?
11s do that because I'm an 11, so I know where you're coming from.
Okay. So I want you to start trusting your gut feelings, trust your intuitions, journal your dreams, pay attention to these things that happen to you that are a little bizarre, because I'm telling you that you're connected to something bigger than yourself. Now, did you have some issues with your family when you were younger? Did you have some difficulties with relationships when you were younger with family or loved ones?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because that's showing in your chart, sweet cheeks. Okay, so, and I also want to ask you, are you a workaholic or do you have some issues with, like, overworking all the time?
Sometimes, yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because I see that in your chart as well. So what I'm going to offer to you a little bit of advice, okay? My advice to you is to be careful of that. That I think that sometimes you place too much emphasis on getting things done. You might even write lists, and I got to get this done and this done and this done and this, and you forget to play. You forget to relax. You forget to de-stress, and you make yourself all work and no play. And what I want you to work a little harder on is realizing there's good things to come from playing and good things that come from resting and good things from when you let your body, you know, relax for a while. So I want you to not work so hard because that's a big challenge with you, okay? You hearing me?
Okay, ma'am.
Okay. Now, how old are you right now, dear?
I'm 45.
Okay. What I want you to do, what I'm going to tell you is from the ages of 40 until the age of 52, you're in a three pentacle. And I think that this three pinnacle is going to try to help you to relax a lot, because I think from ages from 35 to 43, you worked your butt off. As a matter of fact, I think you've worked your butt off most of your life up until this point. I'm going to tell you, from this time, from 45 to age 52, I think that I would like to see you be more creative, and you may start to feel a little bit more creative. Maybe it could start with something simple like decorating your home. Maybe it could be something as simple as a hobby that's artistic. But I want you to try to be more playful, more artistic, more creative. And this energy is going to be very helpful to help you to develop those talents and abilities. I also would want to tell you to take a little break, so take a little time off. I feel that that's going to be coming to you over the next 9 years, okay? So creative, and I think you're getting a little bit of luck coming in as well. I don't know as if you've always been lucky, but I feel that this ages 44 to 52, I feel that you're going to get a little lucky, maybe get some lucky breaks, okay? And money should flow to you easier during this time. Before, you had to work for the money, but now I think luck is on your side, and I think money will flow to you easier. But I'm going to tell you to lighten up and have some fun. Enjoy yourself. That's one clear message, especially this year. This year should be a more joyful year for you. I would just want you to, you know, go to social events, find a hobby, do something that's more lighthearted and creative this year. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you feeling? Hello? Are you feeling any more creative at all? Do you do anything creative?
Yes, ma'am.
What do you do, dear?
Oh, I want to lose weight.
Your cake decorator.
Oh, I wanted to be a cake decorator, ma'am. That's what I said. Well, I misunderstood your question. Hello?
Well, why don't you can, as far as your losing of your weight goes, I feel you've got an incredible amount of discipline, and if you make up your mind to that, you certainly can do that. And this is a good time that you're in to kind of do a complete overhaul on your body, zhoosh it up a little, you know, change your hair, change your makeup, change your clothes, get sparkly, and this is a good time in your life to get it all sparkly. But as far as the cake decorating goes, anything that's artistic, sweetheart, I want to see you working on. And you might actually be able to make a career out of it, so go for it, all right?
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right, pay attention to your dreams. Pay attention to your psychic stuff. Promise me you will, right?
Yes, ma'am, I will promise that.
Okay, well, thank you, sweetie, for calling into the show.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a good evening.
You have a good evening, ma'am.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I like being called ma'am.
Yeah, that feels pretty nice.
Uh-oh. What's that?
I hear a big...
Okay.
Oh, they got it. Okay.
They got it. Okay. Somebody, the phone's off the hook. Okay. So... So Molly,
yes.
And I do want to kind of get back a little bit to the predictions and stuff. And I said before, and I say it again, I didn't really start off. Numerology is my passion. I love to help people with what I know about numerology, and that's my whole mission in life. And it never was my intention to be the mother of all predictions. However, back in 2007. I was asked to give a prediction about 2008, and I pretty much predicted the financial meltdown of 2008.
Hmm.
Since that time, I've been doing the predictions. And Molly, you've been following my predictions. I know you
have.
Oh,
yes. Uh-huh.
Right. And I talked about this year about absolutely the earthquakes. I mean, the exact quote was expect more earthquakes and tsunamis, that the trend of the very high magnitude earthquakes and tsunamis would continue. I am concerned about California, and I'm going to say that on the air. I am concerned about California. There was a 6.9 in the Gulf of California in October of last year, so that places a big bullseye on California as far as I'm concerned for this year.
Yes.
The other thing that I talked about was there's people are going to have strong opinions, and these opinions can lead to demonstrations or protests. And some of this people will become angry and stressed, and some incidents could potentially become violent. And, you know, when I wrote those words, I wasn't sure how that would play itself out. But, my God, with what we've been seeing in Egypt and Libya, certainly
yeah.
in Wisconsin.
It's right on, yeah, I know.
Exactly, right on. So the one thing that I do know about numerology is that it can be very predictive. And I wrote an article, and I really do encourage everyone to go to my website and go to the resource page, and you'll see an article that I wrote, Juno Jordan and the Great Prophecy. And Juno Jordan was a numerologist that was born in 1894. She wrote a book in 1965. And in one of the chapters of her book, she's talking about what's happening on the planet right now. And it's an amazing to see her words quoted from a book written in 1965. And you absolutely can relate everything that she said to what's going on, that we are in the process of great change on this planet. And in order for us to get to where we need to go, there has to be the fall of certain governments, the fall of certain institutions, the fall of even the way that we do things in order to bring about a peaceful, more coexistent planet. And that's a really important article. So be sure to visit visiblebynumbers.com and read that article.
Yeah, it was pretty eerie how right on she was way back then. It was very eerie.
It was very eerie. And also read the predictions for 2011, and you can even go back. I'm not sure if 2010 are still there, but I've been doing predictions since 2008, and I always publish them in November the year prior. So even for 2011, I published it in November. So it's way before anybody else puts anything out there. And so I think it bodes to say that there's something with numerology. There is order in the universe, and everything is tied to the numbers. And not only in each individual chart, all of us as individuals, but also certainly it's the rule of thumb for the planet as well. Okay.
I think we heard a caller.
I know we heard a caller. Okay. I just wanted to get my thoughts out there before I wandered off again. Okay,
oh,
so who's calling, please? Caller, hello. Sorry, kept you waiting.
Hello.
Is it me calling?
It's you. It's you.
Oh my goodness. Okay, because there was this caller ahead of me. I'm so sorry. I thought I maybe they hung up.
She was just sitting there being quiet and polite.
You're on.
Okay, so I thought I was like second in line. But anyway, aside from all that nonsense, I want to say hi to you guys, to Molly and to Allison. This is Sass calling.
Hi, Sass.
You might know who it is.
I know who Sass is. Hi, Sass.
Yeah. And I'm calling because of all the things that you guys have just been talking about to do with the planetary business that's going on right now. And what all, because I think that people are extremely unsettled, you know, people feel uncomfortable, people feel a great deal of fear right now, and I think that maybe we could just say a couple of words to perhaps make people feel a little more solid, a little safer in, you know what I mean, as according to what's going on.
Sure.
What do you think?
Well,
okay, because it's a time for the amazing thing about what's going on right now to me is that people in these times, the terror is so intense, but at the same time, it makes us come together so
exactly.
much more. Example, Japan, right, what's going on with Japan. So far, 50 countries have offered help and assistance. You know what I mean? So there's such a tremendous coming together.
Sure.
And this is the good side of it. Let's really talk a little bit about the good side of it, because, you know, the bad side we all know.
Right. And I absolutely
right.
agree with you, Seth, mm-hmm. that there's, I always feel that whenever there's someone that has adversity, that always offers an opportunity for the rest of us to be kind, and what a blessing that is, to be able to reach out and be kind to someone when they're having difficulties. And I also agree with what you said about that there's so much fear. with people. And that's why, you know, one of the reasons for the show, how are you feeling? Are you feeling a little off kilter? Are you feeling the fear? Are you feeling like, you know, things are just getting more and more bizarre? And I feel, and I'm going to say this, that there's part of me that I'm not concerned on a personal level. I get up every morning, I breathe, and I send out light and love and healing to this planet. And that's really how in the final discussion of this show would have been. I feel that there's really nothing to do except for be the light and be the love and send it out onto the planet. And in that, we have to, in order to bring about a universe where there's coexistence and where every person is important and where there's no hunger, no people starving, where there's no unequal treatment of people, this is the changes that the planet needs to go through in order to bring about the better place that we're going to be. And so in that, you almost have to sit there and celebrate the change, I think. And in the meantime, just be love and hope for, you know, the eventual beauty that's to come.
And that's what your Juno Jordan prediction said, too.
That's what Juno was saying as well.
Right.
That
the life was going to lead to coexistence.
Exactly.
Right.
I could not agree more. So on a practical level, that would mean that people would go within themselves to find that which gives them strength, be it, you know, their religion, be it love, because in our case, it love, light, beauty, joy, to celebrate life every single day, to send mm-hmm. out the love that is deep within you just by thanking everything for existing, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Smile, talk to people you wouldn't ordinarily talk to in a loving manner, you know what I mean? Just strangers you meet on the street, people in restaurants, whatever, you know, the person that's pumping your gas if it ain't you.
Yeah.
But you, just in those small, tiny little ways. And if you believe in prayer, which is an enormously powerful thing, you know, send your love through prayer. Just send it to the planet. We're all mm-hmm. here together. We are all facets
exactly.
of one being, the Creator.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
And even visualize the
yes.
kind of planet that you would want to live on. And you know, if we just go specifically to Egypt, and we understand that there's all these young, educated adults there that have no means of supporting themselves because there's no jobs, because there's an inequality with the government and inequality with the way of life there. And in order to bring about that, people are waking up to the truth, and the truth is looking at something dead in the eye and saying, this ain't right. And in the process of seeing that it isn't right, it's having the courage of conviction to make a change, albeit difficult, but still standing up and saying, this isn't right, and I want a change. And this is also, you know, a good thing. It may not look good when you're looking at it, but all those people standing as one and protesting and saying, we need something different. We need a better way of life. This isn't fair. This isn't equal. This isn't the way it should be. And so through the process of change, they'll bring about a better Egypt. I just think that you send love and light and joy for the courage of conviction, of people standing in their truth, of people who are willing to speak up and say, we want a better world. And we're seeing that. And in that, I get so excited. I get so incredibly excited about the wonderful potential of what's occurring. It's a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it's like the souls that are coming in now, the children that are being born. I've never seen such loving creatures as I've seen in the children that I meet these days. They're just like love bugs. I call them love bugs.
Right. Yeah, that's true. But a lot has to be
yeah.
said. I'm sorry for people like you, Sal, and people like Molly, myself, and all the indigo children and all the little light workers that have been on this planet waiting for eons for this time to come. And the amount of awakening that's occurring on this planet with people within the past 10 years, 11 years, of all of a sudden coming to a realization of being awoken, of really wanting a more peaceful coexistence on this planet. It's an amazing thing to see as well. And I think that a lot has to be said for those that have been on this planet waiting for this day, you know, and
yes,
this is our time. So,
yes. And is it, and Allison, is this reflected? It is reflected, isn't it, in the numbers that you're, like, you know, that when you're doing your predictions, you can, it's like a deeper level of the numbers. But, I mean, this time has been predicted for thousands of years.
Mm-hmm.
Has it
yeah,
not?
It has, you know? And that's
so,
exactly
so
what the article with yeah, Juno Jordan, if you read it, is an absolute prediction. But what was really interesting and is back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, many people, if you looked at names, there were no wise present in names. Most people didn't have a seven in their name at all. And seven represents, if you have a seven present in your name at birth, it makes you more prone to being spiritual. It makes you more prone to questioning the truth. It makes you more prone to seeking out the truth in all things and to digging beneath the surface. And nobody was born with a seven. It was normal, natural. It was perfectly normal not to have a seven. But nowadays, children are being born, since it started like right around the 1970s, 80s, 90s, and up to now, with Ys in their people are putting Ys in their name. And that's
wow,
giving these children a step up with what we didn't have. A lot of people born, but I was born in the 50s, so we didn't have Ys in our name. So a lot of us were kind of remained somewhat asleep, only to
holy
be awoken
cow,
at a later date.
What is that?
Yeah. And so a lot of the light workers that were born in those days were meant to be asleep, because I don't think you could have been awake during that time and tolerated what you saw. So I think that now is the time to be awoken, and now is the time to speak your truth. But all these people that are being born have Ys in their names. They're much wiser. They're much more peaceful. They're much more spiritual. They're much more gifted. They're much more, they come to the truth so much quicker. And I think it's an amazing thing, because nowadays it's every kid, every child that I get has got a seven in their name.
That's cool.
Incredible.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I won't take up any more time, because I'm sure there's somebody else who would like a reading.
Well, thank you, Seth, for calling
yeah,
in with your input. We appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you so much, ladies. It's so wonderful to talk to people like you. I'm ecstatic. As much as stuff is so difficult and tough right now, at least we're not alone.
Right. And if we all hold the light, it'll work out.
Correct. Blessings
right,
to both of you and to
thank
everyone
you,
listening.
Right.
Ciao for now.
Right. Thanks, Seth. And that's, you know, and Seth does make a really valid point. And the point is that with all that's going on the planet, and certainly, you know, towards, if we got to the conclusion of the show, that would definitely be where we would have taken the conversation, which is we all that are sitting here and feeling this and feeling somewhat overwhelmed and feeling somewhat maybe knocked off our feet a little bit. But it's all about getting up in the morning and breathing and breathing. And by your existence itself, you're holding the light on the planet in your space wherever you are.
Mm-hmm.
And you're holding that desire in your heart, because nobody wants to see what happens and has happened in Japan. Nobody wants to see anyone suffering. Nobody wants to see anyone cold, hungry, or trapped in rubble. None of us want that. But especially light workers, the compassion. I know that on Friday morning, I was in tears for 2 or 3 hours. I couldn't stop
yeah,
crying. The compassion flowed so deeply from me. And I know that I was holding in my heart love and compassion for what was happening. And I feel that that is, through my doing that, it helps to shift the rest of the world. I
mm-hmm,
help to shift the collective consciousness so that it's not just me and the light workers out there, but it starts to be everybody out there that takes a look at the world and says, we need to change this for something better than what we have. And so that's what it's all about, that if in those moments where you do feel overwhelmed and tearful, it's to just pull in, connect to your soul, and send out love, and send out compassion, light, and a desire that everyone be healthy, everyone be happy, and everyone be free from suffering. And that's your job on this planet right now. There's nothing you can do except for pray and send out love. And breathe. Get up every morning and breathe, and you're doing your part. Sometimes we feel overwhelmed, like I don't have anything I can do. What can I possibly do? I can't fix this. It's beyond the size and scope of anything I can do. But you're wrong. You're so incredibly wrong. All you have to do is get up in the morning, breathe, send out love and light onto the planet, and that's how you change it, and that's how you fix it, okay? So thank you, Sass, for bringing up that very important point, okay? And I do think that we have another caller, Molly. Did I hear another caller?
I believe we have one. Who's calling?
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Who's calling?
Laura?
Laura? Hi, Laura. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you?
We are doing great. Did you want to chat about what's going on in the world, or did you want a reading from Allison?
Yeah, I was curious to get a reading.
Okay. Can you tell us your date of birth?
My date of birth is June 8th, 1968.
Okay.
Okay, just give me a second.
Okay.
All right, June 8th, 1968. Okay. This daylight savings time is definitely kicking me in the butt.
Me too.
Okay, so it's going to take me about 3 weeks to get my internal clock moved around so that I'm not sleepy, tired, or dopey. Okay. All right. Now, what was your name again? I'm sorry, sweetie. I didn't hear it.
It's Laura.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
Good.
Laura, my dear, I have to say what an old soul you are. And I don't say that lightly. I say that because in numerology, there are certain aspects that we look at a chart and it indicates old soul. And you're definitely an old soul. So, which, you know, I don't know if you believe in reincarnation, but that would mean that you've been around many, 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 many lifetimes.
Yeah, I often feel that way.
Well, good, good. And I always find that old souls, especially, have a strong connection to their own guidance and to their God and to what they believe in. And you carry a lot of spiritual wisdom with you. Now, I'm going to tell you that one of the things that I see most importantly about you is that you are such an empath. And I mean, you pick up energy, you feel it. You have know things without knowing why you know it, but you also connect energetically to people. You connect to them, you know, like knowing what their energy is like. But also, I think yours is so strong that even when you walk into buildings, like if you walked into a hospital or a nursing home, you could almost feel that heaviness of that building. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Exactly. Yes, I do.
Okay. So very strong with that. You have a lot of counseling skills or ability to, you know, I'm sure that people come to you. I'm sure that they, when they have their problems, they come to you. But I think that you could make a good therapist or counselor of some sort. I also feel that you almost know what to say to people without even having to try. And, of course, this is all very psychic, so you're very, very psychic. You also know how to make compromises and probably have had to make compromises or found yourself stuck in the middle of altercations between people and you've helped them to find a solution to things. From what I see here, although I suspect that there's more to you once I could see the name, but right now I can't see the name, but I do know that you pay attention to detail, and I do know that you do have some business skills, that you have strong business skills, but the old soulness kind of overwhelms me in your chart. I'm kind of like, ugh, keep going to the old soul. Now, how old are you right now?
42.
Okay. So you've pretty much been in a cycle for the first, I would say, it's going to be the first 43 years of your life, of a lot of change, like on a roller coaster, so to speak. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's been, you've had a hard time to staying on the same path for a long time. There always seems to be interruption or offering of different experiences or new opportunities, even maintaining relationships and jobs and where you live and all that. You've kind of been on a roller coaster. I'm going to tell you that you're in a 9-year this year, so this is a year about you letting go of what no longer serves your highest and greatest good in your life. And in this process of this year, you may consciously choose to let go of things, but I will also let you know that sometimes the universe knows better than you do. And so if there's something that's not right in your life, you may find it actually getting worse this year. And it almost on some level forces you to let go of it, okay? And so the one thing I would tell you is whatever's going on in this year, if something's trying to leave your life, let it go. Because you can't hold on to it. Because you're getting ready to move into a new pinnacle, and you're moving into a new year and next year, and that's going to bring you an entirely new set of circumstances and new energy. And I don't feel that you're going to be able to bring forward from the past 43 years. I don't know if we're going to be bringing things forward so much as we are going to be letting go. I would, and sometimes people fear the change, but I'm going to tell you for you that you have brand new opportunities, brand new beginnings. It could even be a brand new career ahead of you in next year. And I feel very strongly that over the next 9 years, you have a wonderful opportunity to advance, a wonderful opportunity career-wise, no matter what your field. I feel that you can rise to the top. I feel that it's also a time of great self-awareness. You're going to learn your strengths, face your fears. You're going to become independent, stand on your own 2 feet, and it's going to be a wonderful career time for you. But you just got to get through this year of letting go. And because the show is just about ending, that's the best I can do for you. Is that okay?
That's great, actually. You hit the nail on the head with a lot of things.
Okay, wonderful, sweetheart. Well, thank you for calling into the show.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
Alrighty. All right. Well, Molly, is that not the fastest 55
wow.
minutes you've ever spent?
That was. That went by quick.
Like lightning. Okay, well, I want to just remind everybody that besides myself, visiblebynumbers.com, Molly has a wonderful website as well. And if ever you've questioned life after death, maybe you've got some orb photos, maybe you've had some experiences with spirit pictures, or even anything having to do with life after death, Molly really is the go-to girl for that. So, Molly, go ahead and give them your website again.
It's Molly, M-O-L-L-Y-R, Harris.com.
MollyRHarris.com. And also, Molly has a wonderful book. It's called Be Grateful for the Shade. And I have to say that it's the wonderful, remarkable story of her life with her husband and also this wonderful spiritual discovery, this journey that Molly went on afterwards. And it's a very inspirational book, and it also is a wonderful validation for life after death. So I really heartfully recommend this wonderful book to all of you. Molly, I cannot thank you enough for hanging out with me tonight.
It was fun. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Okay, sweetie. Well, I will be catching up with you maybe sometime tomorrow, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Molly. All right. Bye-bye. All right, so everyone, I'll be back again next week, and I'll certainly be doing some more readings talking about numerology. I also want to remind you that Lisa Williams is coming up on Visible by Numbers on March 28th, so you want to write that down on your calendars. You don't want to miss that. So thank you, everyone that listened to the show, everyone that called in. Really appreciate your support of the show. Thank you for all the lovely emails that you all send me. I really do appreciate them as well. And I'll be back again next week. And in the meantime, I wish you abundant blessings. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.